Officials are urging hairstylist Kathy Biggerstaff to vacate her building on Upper Street in Spruce Pine as the retaining wall behind her building is getting closer and closer to collapsing. Cheryl Barber with WLOS-TV has details.
She's telling her customers to stay away because of the cracks and bulges in the wall. She and others in the town are trying to live with some serious signs of stress.
I was told to leave because I was in danger because the wall is moving.
The signs of stress are building up in the so-called Great Wall of Spruce Pine and in one of its victims, styling salon owner Kathy Biggerstaff. Engineers urged her to evacuate her building.
I'm pretty upset. I mean, they're taking away my money. They're taking away my business. They're taking away my life.
She predicted the wall would become an engineering nightmare in June after some of the boards holding up a mountainside of stone started cracking and bending. That's when Spruce Pine Town officials met with engineers and offered some assurance.
They have assured us that the design and the construction is safe and the wall is safe to be in front of.
County Manager Ryan Wilson says following several heavy rains, the wall has changed and engineers have noticed problems that could cause the wall to topple.
The boards have bowed a little bit more than they should have. Also, the metal I-beams have more load stress on them than they were designed to tolerate.
Whitson is urging Biggerstaff to leave her building until engineers can shore up the wall. She's delaying her styling appointments, totaling losses, and says she just can't pick up and move.
Well, that's just like starting from scratch. You have to build your business back up if I move, go somewhere else. I'm legally already talking to attorneys.
The county didn't design the wall. We just facilitated it being built. So she has got some legitimate concerns, and I'm sure she'll be addressing those with the correct people.
County officials plan to meet with the engineers. The wall could be repaired by removing some of the stone and using stronger steel.
Cheryl Barber with WLOS-TV. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.